So here's a question sent in today by Mark Broyles. So Mark, you couldn't be at the event, but I got your question here. So your question here says, oh, this is a really good question. When figuring, hey Chaffee, you get to answer this question. All right. Make sure you don't go to sleep. All right. Here's the question, Chaffee. When figuring your numbers, that being your purchase price and the after repaired value, does the maximum loan to value of 75% also take into account the interest paid to the investor or private lender and the real estate fees to the realtor community to sell the house? Question mark. The after repaired value, $200,000 purchase and repairs at no more than 150. In other words, the ARV's 200, and we're not going to borrow more than, the ARV is 200, and we're not going to borrow more than 150. The question is, does the interest, and in other words, does the $50,000 profit on that scenario, well, actually, Mark, we don't know what the profit is, because you're, back up, Chavvy. The ARV's 200,000, and the purchase and repairs are no more than 150,000. So let me just give that some color, Mark, on your question. You're going to buy it, and the let's say you buy it for 100 and the repairs are 50. So your purchase and repairs 150. Does the interest and realtor fees, in other words, is the $50,000 profit, Chaffee, reduced by interest, carrying cost, and realtor fees?
So not quite sure I know the question. And you're going to borrow a maximum of 150, and whatever the purchase price, the difference between the ARV and the purchase price, or what you borrow on the purchase price, let's say you buy it for 100, right? So you got 50 left. Well, then if the repairs are 25, you got 25 left. Well, that 25 can be used for whatever you want. So it could be used for carrying costs. It could be used for the interest. It could be used for marketing of the property. That's yours. And then once you actually sell the property, say you sell it for 200, well, then you have to deduct all their fees. And then, 200 minus the fees and whatever, that's your profit. So so I'm not sure if I answered the question or not, only.
Yeah, that's right. So Mark, you can unmute yourself. I want to make sure I get your question answered correctly. So we really have two categories of numbers here. One category of numbers is a balance sheet number, and another category of these numbers are profit and loss. So let me bring that down nice and simple. When you got an after repaired value of $200,000 and you're going to borrow a maximum of 75% of the ARV, then you're borrowing a maximum of $150,000. That's a balance sheet item. So if you're borrowing $150,000 and the ARV's 200, that has nothing to do with profit and loss. That's just a matter of how much you're borrowing. All right. That private lender note is a liability. Okay. Your property is the asset. So the profit and loss statement, let's say back to you what your facts are here. You got a $200,000 ARV for purchase, ARV, and the purchase and repairs are no more than $150,000. Calculate your profit? Yes. The answer to your question is yes. Boy, didn't that take a long time. So yes, you have to subtract from the 50,000, that's gross profit. So you got gross profit and net profit. So every deal's got gross profit and net profit. The gross profit on this deal, if you're just looking at purchase of 150 and repairs of 150 and the ARV's 200, yes, you have to subtract the interest and the fees from that $50,000 to come down to your net profit on that deal. Did that answer it, Mark, or muddy the water?
No, that actually did answer it. I know it was a convoluted question, but I understand exactly what you're saying now. So I appreciate that.
I hope my answer wasn't convoluted.
So no, I appreciate that. That definitely answered it.
All right. Very good.